KDW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Em Nguyen. Back on U.S. soil this morning, an American soldier held captive in North Korea since July. U.S. Army Private Travis King seen getting off of a plane overnight in San Antonio, Texas. He's the soldier seen running across the demilitarized zone into the north, reportedly claiming he was being discriminated against in the U.S. Army. North Korea expelled him from the country, the White House says, for nothing in return. A fiery second Republican presidential debate last night had plenty of contentious moments without former President Trump.
Everyone's talking over each other. I'm glad there was no food to throw around.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom in the post-debate spin room. Most of the candidates attacked each other, choosing to shy away from Trump, who is by far the GOP frontrunner. Later today, Republicans on Capitol Hill hold the opening hearing of their impeachment inquiry against President Biden. This is ABC News. Two more people have died after a fire at a wedding hall in northern Iraq. Around 100 people are dead, and more than 100 more are hurt. The fire apparently started by indoor fireworks. More apologies in Canada after a mistake led to a Nazi being honored last week at the Canadian Parliament.
While Parliamentary Speaker Anthony Rota has already resigned, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau reflects,
"All of us who were in this house on Friday regret deeply having stood and clapped, even though we did so unaware of the context. It was a horrendous violation of the memory of the millions of people who died in the Holocaust."
Rota had invited 98-year-old Yaroslav Honka to Ukrainian President Zelensky's address without doing any background checks. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
And new talks scheduled in the Hollywood actor strike. The union set to sit down with the studio negotiators on Monday. The talks coming after Hollywood writers reached a tentative deal. Em Nguyen, ABC News.
Green Bay and City Deck Landing residents, Anchor Coffee is introducing their sizzling hot sandwiches and mouthwatering options like ham and Swiss, turkey and Swiss, egg and cheese, sausage egg and cheese, and the irresistible ham egg and cheese. All for just $6 each. For something sweet, try the amazing donut kebabs for only $3. Or go for the fresh donut cups at just $3.50. And for those last-minute gatherings, grab 10 pounds of bagged ice for just $3.99. Hungry yet? Anchor Coffee and City Deck, 401 North Washington Street, Suite 109.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, the fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes! Melissa, that was like 12 years ago! What do you think the hang-up is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out-of-touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Under the helmet with the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Jordan Love was 15 for 27 for 245 yards and 3 TDs against a JV team.
Oh, my God. I mean, I don't like Chicago, but I ain't going to call them a JV team. They suck, but it's a slap in his face. I'm laughing at y'all Bear fans.
I know, man.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Dig out your lederhosen. It's time for Oktoberfest in La Crosse, September 28th through the 30th. 3 days featuring German food and beer, Stein races, barrel rolling, and the best in live music, polka bands. Celebrate the friendliest fest in the Midwest, Oktoberfest in La Crosse, Thursday through Saturday, September 28th to the 30th at the Oktoberfest grounds. Find more information at OktoberfestUSA.com. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor, 7:06 here on a beautiful Thursday morning. And I just, before we get to our very special guest, Todd, my man Ma, got back to me.
Yep.
Okay. About ghosts in his house?
That's correct. Okay.
Would you read the text we got from Ma?
So Ma said, I was with friends at Tattletown Brewing during severe storms. Tornado sirens went off, so we figured we'd hunker down at Tattletown with a beer. My family called to see where I was, and they said they were in the basement. Told them I was staying put. So while in the basement, my family heard footsteps come loudly down the hallway stairs toward them with a loud thump on the door. They called me back to ask where I was, told them I was at Tattletown. They didn't believe me. They said someone just walked down our hallway. There was no one there.
Wow. Okay, next one.
The next one is, okay, I've never seen anything. My brother-in-law had a sofa cushion compressed next to him, and his grandfather had recently passed. He asked grandpa, and then the cushion went back to normal. They had his furniture in the house, and they could smell Ben Gay intermittently, which he wore all the time.
You know,
there you go.
That's cool. Because that those senses, right? The smell,
yeah.
Nobody's wearing Ben Gay, and we smell that. That is a you call them ghosts, I call them spirits. It's the same thing, right? It's something that's abnormal that's happening right before your eyes. And you don't really have to see it. You can feel it, smell it. Those are cool stories. And that's from a firefighter. I mean, this is not some,
It's not like one of your friends. You know what I used to hate in school? You want to know what smell still brings back nightmares? Vicks Vapor Rub.
Yeah, right.
Remember that? You used to have to put that in your my mom would put it on my chest or whatever.
Oh, that's just that
you'll never go away. It's like
analogy to that's Pepto Bismol too.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we'll pass on.
Introduce
that
a very special guest. Todd, you introduce a very special guest. This is very close, near and dear to your heart, right, Todd?
Well,
and Todd, you
go ahead.
Yeah, Therese Barry Tanner's here today, and this is an interesting topic for me because my father suffered dementia, and you see, as somebody who lives with somebody like that and deals with it, the process that they go through and the anxiety that it causes not only them but their families. This is all about dementia-friendly communities and what communities can do to kind of help individuals who deal with dementia. So Therese Barry Tanner is our guest today.
Hi, Therese.
Therese, welcome. I think as we get older, as population ages, and as much as we think everything is great out there, this is a growing concern, right?
Good morning, and absolutely. It is a growing concern, and it's only going to get worse.
Why is that?
Because people live longer.
Right. Ah, okay. Well, you know, I remember my grandma. She died at 95, I believe, and the last probably 5-6 years, you know, a lot of, and we'd never knew the term dementia. It was, I forget what we used to call it back in the day, but I'm sure that was dementia back then, but it just didn't have a diagnosis.
Correct.
Yeah.
And it's not 94-year-olds, though.
That's true. Older adults starting at age 65.
65, Johnny, that's 65 like how and old up, we are.
11% of the U.S. population.
You're kidding.
No.
I'm not making that up. It's from, that's the numbers, that equals 6.7 million or 1 in 9, 65 or over.
Has dementia.
Correct.
Wow.
And that will double in the next 17 years.
Unbelievable. That's scary.
My sister, and I think we all know someone. We had someone on here and we talked about breast cancer, how everybody kind of knows someone or knows of someone. And this dementia, if you don't, you're kind of going to hear something about it.
That's absolutely true. And many more people are aware, but here's the rub, that even though most adults are aware of Alzheimer's and dementia, very few people want to talk about it,
right,
or think they can help.
Right. Can they help? How can we help?
Well, they can help. And what this new program is in downtown and the Navarino neighborhoods, and we're starting out small, you could call it like a seed that we are planting and hoping to grow, is to get in touch with businesses as well as residents. And there's two wonderful training programs, and they're short, and they won't cost either the neighborhood member or the business any money, maybe a little time, to teach them about dementia and what people go through, so that if they, from a business perspective, if someone and their caregiver, be it a daughter, a husband, whatever, comes into their establishment, they understand the signs and can interact in a more friendly way. It's when you don't understand dementia, it's kind of easy, even though you don't feel right about it, it's easy to want to shy away from it and turn away from it. But if we can help the person with dementia and their caregiver feel welcome in an organization or in a store, that's a great experience for them, and they don't need to feel so isolated. Some people with their loved one don't even venture to these places because of the stigma. There's still a lot of stigma around this. And in our neighborhoods, of course we want to be good neighbors, but even in that situation, if there's a person with dementia in the neighborhood, people might not know how to interact and be a little fearful of saying the wrong thing or doing the wrong thing. And this program informs them on just simple techniques so they will feel more comfortable and helpful if the person is in need, or just welcoming. Because we don't want any member of our community to live in isolation. And I had the personal experience too, as Todd did, with my mother and helping my dad take care of her. And this was back in the early 2000s. She had it for 7 years. We didn't go anywhere because it was too hard. And it was too hard, not just from, you know, helping her, but too hard to be out there and to not know how people were going to react to us.
So you are going, this program that you have, is this the Forget-Me-Not program?
Well, this is a grant that the United Way gave,
right,
for downtown in Navarino, and the managing body is the Brown County Dementia Friendly Coalition. That's a mouthful, but it's a great organization. It's made up of different organizations like the ADRC, the Forget Me Not Fund, which is a nonprofit.
Right.
There are some business people a part of that. Other service providers are part of that. And that coalition has a wonderful leader, by the way, from the ADRC, Heather Flick. And then we have a subcommittee run by Laura Nolan, who's out at UWGB, is right, involved. And this coalition was able to get this grant from the United Way. The Forget Me Not Fund is our fiscal sponsor, kind of holding the money, holding us to that budget. And we are just starting to work to build a committee that we hope to be made up of both individuals and businesses to steer this from an on-the-ground perspective that I'm going to be a part of, and I'm going to.
You know, one thing that's scary about dementia is that so many times there aren't outwardly signs. I remember one time I visited my mom in the assisted living home, and one of my former teachers was sitting in a chair. You know what I mean? And he goes, "Do you know me?" I go, "Yeah, Mr. I'll just say Smith, okay? Yeah, I do. Mr. So I had your first lunch." He goes, "Who am I?" And it's like, whoa, he looked exactly the same as he did when he was a teacher, the whole thing. And you realize, I mean, that's why I think the education part for these people is so important. I think what you're doing is really vital.
So do I. And we're talking with tell our listeners that we're talking with Teresa Berry Tanner, and she's the project manager with Dementia Friendly Neighborhoods. And your programs are going to educate people like us on how to, I don't know if accept's the right word, but just how to manage someone with dementia in your neighborhood or in your home.
Yes, and it's about being welcoming and helpful. If you're a neighbor, if you're a business person, being the same thing, doing the same thing. So that just means a little bit of training on how people with dementia act, so that you're not, and ways to interact that don't set things on the wrong foot. The typical thing that has happened with people is a person with dementia might say something that's not true, and the caregiver, this happened with my dad, you know, well, my mom might say, "It's raining today." I mean, I'm making that up, but it wasn't raining. That's a bad example, but the only thing I can think of off the top of my head. And my dad would say, "No, it's not," and she'd say it again. And he'd say, "No, it's not." Well, you can see,
yeah, right,
that's not productive.
Let it go.
Agreeable when it's a simple conversation like that. It's just letting them sort of drive the conversation and making them feel, especially in the community, if they're out with their family member at a store or even in the neighborhood, of feeling that they're part of the community instead of not part, instead of isolated, instead of
ostracized almost.
I was going to say shunned, John, so you got the right idea about this.
Therese, we're having lunch today, and I just want to tell you, you have 100% my support, my business, the whole City Deck Landing. I can't wait to be a part of the committee and get this off the ground and support you 100%, because I think what you are doing is absolutely phenomenal, and it needs to be heard loud and clear.
Yeah. Hey. Wow. Well, thank you. I was just cheering quietly here when Christy said that. That's amazing. We are looking for other people downtown, especially businesses, anybody in a business downtown. We need the businesses on board to help steer this too.
Okay. So I just want to be clear on how I think they're going to, this is Good Neighbor Week here in Green Bay. It's a very welcoming community, and I'm with John, and my sister is suffering from this, and it was a little frustrating for me when she would ask me about, like, my wife's name. I'm like, how do you not know that? But what are you going to tell these businesses? Is this a 10-minute session, or what can a business, they say, look, I want to be more welcoming to people with dementia, and you have statistics here. This is growing. There's a lot of people out there. We want them to get out of their home. What will a business learn, and how can they help?
Sure. The training for a business is a half hour. We've purposely made it as short as possible. As part of the grants, we're going to be able to offer that business employees in a lunch and learn, so it doesn't take too much time away from lunch. And the things they will learn include some of the things I mentioned about just what the signs are, how a person with dementia might act and try to make eye contact, say hello right to them.
Teresa, this is good stuff. Where the music's playing, that means we have to go to a break, but can you stick around?
Sure, absolutely.
Mind on the Mayor, back after this.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of September, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on September 30th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa presents the golden days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to four times. The golden days await at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. High is around 69. Today, under overcast skies, northeast winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows level off around 52. High temperatures reach up to 73. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Turning warmer Saturday and Sunday, with highs from the upper 70s to the low 80s. Another look at the short range. We should top out at 69 today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 60.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Welcome back. My Northern Mayor here on a Thursday morning, downtown Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM. This has been fascinating stuff. I think it's awesome what you do, Therese. And Jim was just telling me during the break what you told him. There's the Green Bay Police and all sorts of different companies have jumped on the bandwagon, so to speak, for this. I just want to say one quick thing here. You know, I've got a weird thing about researching old football players and things. You have no idea the number, when you read their biography, you know, Wikipedia type thing, how many of them in their mid to late 70s died of Alzheimer's. You have no idea. I think that's going to be a real epidemic with football players down the road. I hate to say it, but I'm just telling you, all those collisions and things like that, yeah. I think it's leading towards this.
I think you're right about that. And, you know, some of them have been public about it, which is good. So that head trauma can cause dementia, absolutely.
Yeah, that's a shame.
And Teresa, it's great that you've trained many businesses, and I think, what am I looking at here, 165, but, you know, like Nicolet Bank, of course, Associated Bank, Bug Tussle, you know, Green Bay City Hall. But if someone wants to have you come in for a half hour and say, look, this is how you should handle someone who's challenged with dementia, how can they get more information? How can they contact you?
Great. Great question, and we're very much excited about getting more organizations and businesses on board. They can contact the Brown County ADRC
right.
locally. I will say, we'll put it right out there that they can contact me at my email address, tberry-tanner@hotmail.com. And you asked me a question before the break about the type of training the business will get. It's called Purple Angel because it's started with a gentleman in England who had a wife with dementia who was facing these issues. And as he worked on the ground to get businesses more accepting, he came up with the purple angel as a symbol of welcoming.
Well,
awesome.
Purple is kind of the Alzheimer's color. So if a business is interested, those are the two places to call, the ADRC or myself. And the training just will give them information about dementia, and then how to interact with someone with dementia. Mm-hmm. Tools to deal with everyday challenges, such as something like money handling or forgetting to pay. you know, that might happen. Maybe a person is in the business and, you know, somehow they were walking down the block and they lost their caregiver. And so they're lost. Things like that. Also, sometimes an environment in a business might not be helpful. Small things, not high cost, but maybe small things to make the environment more friendly. Instead of really busy walls, you know, more plain walls, not a lot of stuff going on.
All right, those are great things, and we can all learn from this. And it's, you know, unfortunately, it's just a growing population. And I don't know that there's a cure yet, and I think that's another subject. But the fact of the matter is we've got an aging population that people are getting, dementia is becoming more prevalent, and we need to manage that in our businesses, in our neighborhoods, and quite honestly, right in our homes.
Exactly, and we hope, and I'm committed to this pilot for Navarino in downtown to grow, and so we want other neighborhoods getting on board, and we're going to need more funding, and we're going to go countywide with this.
All right, that's absolutely great. Well, thanks for your efforts on this. You know, and you know, like we said, we're close to this. Todd's dad, my sister, Johnny has some people, but we just let's treat them right, and we need to learn. We only know what we know, and you're giving free education, and we'll reach out and contact you. Thanks for coming in today. This is very important.
Thank you so much. This will help us get launched, being on your show, and we really appreciate it. Thank
you. Nice job, Therese. Thanks so much.
Therese, thanks for coming in. All right. So as much as we talk about Green Bay being the number one place, and that's a deserving award from U.S. News and World Report, I think one of the reasons we are is because of people like Therese and the outreach that she's doing to manage people with dementia. There's another organization in this town that we've all heard of, but I don't think you know enough about. And they called and said, hey, look, you know, we've got some things going on we want to share with the community. And I'm like, well, we very much would like to have you on our show. So we looked at some certain dates, and I said to Johnny, there's this organization. He goes, well, have them come in on Thursday. I'm like, why Thursday? He goes, well, we're playing the Lions. And this is the Lions Club that I think we've all heard of the Lions Club. They've been around for over 100 years, right? Am I close to that? It's got to be close to 100 years. And kind of started off in Chicago as just a very charitable, do good things, and has segued into more working with people that have some visionary issues. And I want to welcome our guest today. Thanks for coming in bright and early. I'm glad this worked for you. If you could just introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about your organization, and then I have some questions I'd like to ask.
Okay. My name is Jerry DeBeck. I'm with the Ashwaubenon Lions Club. Just a brief background. Lions Club International was created in 1917 by a gentleman by the name of Melvin Jones.
Wow.
We are the world's largest service organization in the world. We have 1.5 million members worldwide. We're in 200 countries and 48,000 clubs.
Wow. And then you have a younger club too, right? Is that, tell me about what's that called? It's like you guys, and then you have some youth groups starting.
Yes, we do. We have a Leo
club,
which are the younger generation.
What a great way to get them engaged into such a great organization.
It is.
Okay. Do we have a Leo chapter here in Brown County?
Yes, we do. Actually, we have several.
Oh, we do. Good. And, all right. We'll get to how to contact that. But tell me what you guys are. And go ahead. Introduce yourself.
Yes. Char Dunlap. I'm also with the Ashwaubenon Lions. I've been a member with them since 1998.
Oh. And the effort that you're making, and I want to look at the time. I want to talk about the camp you have as well, that outside of Stevens Point. Tell me what you do in our community here. And I've been a couple events, you know, when I was... the music is starting, but I want to get to that, right? You have a camp here. You've got a great organization that helps people. And is blindness your main focus?
Well, it's one of our main focuses. We do a little bit of everything.
All right.
Including disaster relief when major things happen within the world.
All right, I want to talk about things that you're doing here, how people can get involved. Thanks for coming in. We're going to be right back after this break. Mind of the Mayor, WGBW 97.9, 1590 AM. We'll be right back.
Where the fans own the team.
This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Em Nguyen. Back on U.S. soil this morning, an American soldier held captive in North Korea since July. U.S. Army Private Travis King seen getting off of a plane overnight in San Antonio, Texas. He's the soldier seen running across the demilitarized zone into the north, reportedly claiming he was being discriminated against in the U.S. Army. North Korea expelled him from the country, the White House says, for nothing in return. A fiery second Republican presidential debate last night had plenty of contentious moments without former President Trump.
Everyone's talking over each other. I'm glad there was no food to throw around.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom in the post-debate spin room. Most of the candidates attacked each other, choosing to shy away from Trump, who is by far the GOP frontrunner. Later today, Republicans on Capitol Hill hold the opening hearing of their impeachment inquiry against President Biden. This is ABC News.
Embarrassed by ugly yellow toe fungus?
Living with toe fungus it's embarrassing. I was afraid to take my socks off. I hid my yellow and crumbly toes from everybody.
Introducing Crystal Flush. Crystal Flush is the only FDA-registered 2-in-1 home treatment that attacks your toe fungus from both the inside and out. Crystal Flush's new and different combination system knocks out toe fungus for good. Guaranteed.
Crystal Flush is different. After just a few weeks, my fungus was gone. I mean, 100% disappeared. Crystal Flush was the only thing that ever worked. So if you're skeptical because you tried a bunch of other stuff, Crystal Flush is different. This is a game changer.
Crystal Flush is now available without a prescription, but it is not available in stores. Get your risk-free supply today. Go to crystalflush.com. That's CrystalFlush.com. Stop being embarrassed by ugly yellow toenails. Go to crystalflush.com or call 800-204-4484.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999 and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mirror, 7:33 on a Packer Thursday. Packers against Detroit Lions tonight at Lambeau Field. Should be a gorgeous night for it. A fantastic weekend coming up. 80 degrees again forecast this weekend. What a great way to head into October. Tomorrow we're doing our Oktoberfest show right here at the City Deck Landing right outside. We've got Mad Dog and Merle coming down. We've got the old Packer band coming down. We've got Sprecher der Deutsch Erno trivia where people can. That's a name I came up with.
I like that.
Sprecher der Deutsch Erno.
I love it.
Yes. So we have that going on. We got a lot of prizes. We got free M&Ms. We got free pigs in a blanket. We got a lot of stuff going on tomorrow morning right here downtown.
And with that, we are going to be celebrating Oktoberfest tomorrow. But as all that goes on, there's always things to be concerned about in our community. And we want to highlight an organization. We had them come in today because we're playing the Lions tonight. And this is the Lions Club, which is, as Jerry said, been around for over 100 years. The work they do, and I think we think of them with the, you know, the whole White Cane campaign and helping, you know, with crossing streets. But it's amazing what this organization does here. They're headquartered, or they're located, the chapter here in Ashwaubenon. And Jerry, tell us a little bit about the eyeglass drop-off. I mean, that is very much needed, right? Because we need people. You're not just here in the United States. Some of these go to foreign countries. So tell us about how people can participate. If they got an old pair of eyeglasses, or, you know, someone maybe moved on or is deceased and you have these eyeglasses sitting around the house, how can we recycle these to make sure that they're being used properly?
Well, you can bring them to any eyeglass site anywhere in the city, not only from the Ashwaubenon point of view, but Howard Swamico, De Pere Lions Club, they all have containers out in wherever they have.
Great.
We happen to have 32 of them out. Two of our major ones, which were old converted mailboxes that have been painted in Lions colors with the Lions emblem on it. They can be found at Green Bay Plaza on the west side and East Town Mall on the east side, right next to Five Below store.
Oh, yeah, sure. I know where those are. All right, so people can just, they don't have to do anything. They just drop them off.
Just drop them
off. And you'll take
it
from there. You're going to, you'll find out what the lenses are made of, and you'll do all that. They don't have to send a prescription. All they do is say, these are my old glasses, and you'll take them.
That's correct.
That's awesome. And then you recycle them. Go ahead.
I'd also like to point out that we collect hearing aids. So if you have, again, an old pair of hearing aids or that someone doesn't need them anymore, we take those as well.
Isn't that great? That really, and those are two things that people struggle with at all ages. I mean, I sometimes thought you were focused on a certain segment, but you do a lot of good for the whole spectrum of age. And I want to just segue into the camp that you have. I was reading about that the other day. Outside of Stevens Point, I forgot the name of the city, Russia. What is it?
Rashhold, Wisconsin.
You know where that is, John? Rashhold?
I do not.
No. And I looked up, 480 people there. So
it's kind of around the Wausau area.
Right. Oh, center of the state.
Center of the state.
Anyway, you have a camp there.
Yes.
And tell us about that. And I think that's really worth donating to or contributing to.
Sure. This camp has been there for a very long time. There's no cost for any of the camp sessions for people to be able to attend. And we serve a large population there, children who are deaf or hard of hearing, youth who are blind or visually impaired, or with intellectual disabilities or autism, youth with diabetes, youth with epilepsy, or adults that are blind or visually impaired or deaf or hearing impaired. So there's a lot of throughout the whole year where these people can get to the camp and spend a week there and be engaged.
With people who are in a similar situation, you know, and sometimes you need that just for the support, to get together with people who are struggling, or struggling is not the right word, but that have the same challenges you might have. And what are they doing and how can that all work? Something else you do, which I think is great, and I've been participating in this a little bit, is the spot camera. Talk about that.
The spot camera is a special camera that was purchased some time ago.
Yeah, over 5 years ago.
Yeah, right.
And we use that to screen the children. It looks for probably 5-6 different conditions within the eye. One of the worst conditions is called gaze, which in our day, it was called lazy eye, which is probably undoubtedly the worst condition, because children over time can go blind if it's not treated correctly.
And that is a free service, right? That
yes,
you announce on your website, and I want to get to that, where people can go. And I think with, like, I don't know much about this, but the earlier you catch some of this stuff, the better chance you have of making it more acceptable, more easy to live with, right?
I mean, yes.
You know, mm-hmm. That's important. So when you bring that spot camera out, and how often do you do that? Tell me a little bit more about that.
We do it quite a bit, particularly at this time of the year. You know, kids are just coming back to school. the daycare centers are, of course, so they're always operating, but we probably do, how many would you say?
We have, well, we do 11 different sites, daycare sites. Just last week, for example, we did a site where there was 167 kids screened, and 47 of them were found to have some sort of impairment that needs to be checked on.
Right. Now, how important is that? You just can't put a price on that. You're getting into a daycare, you're finding 47 kids that have some visual challenges, and you correct it now, we're just going to be in a whole lot better shape. So that's terrific. Hey, how could people find out more about all the good that the Lions Club is doing here in Green Bay or Brown County?
Well, they could call us, certainly, directly, or email us. You could go to Lions International on the web and look up pretty much anything you want to know about Lions.
Yeah, I saw that. That is a good website. And you can learn about it and find a chapter near me.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
You're looking for members?
Yes, we're always looking for members to get involved. Our motto is we serve, and we serve in many different ways. Yeah. So, yes, we would welcome members.
And how are you doing? How are we doing financially? Like, is city, state, county, are they behind these initiatives? I mean, these are important initiatives for the community.
Well, we're very, very fortunate. We have a wonderful fundraiser. So we are able to give back to the community quite a bit in different areas. We're supporting the camp. We're supporting the eye screening. All of the types of things we do a lot for our students in the schools and support different organizations. We have a lot of people come to our meetings and speak to us and share where they have a need. And then we do a lot to help out wherever we can.
Yeah, I just want to end this discussion with as people to live a better life, you got to eat healthy, exercise, and there's some different things. But one is to join an organization. I mean, that rates very high on your health, selfishly. And you're nice people. I've been to a number of your meetings. So, and you're welcome to new members to join this civic organization.
Yes, absolutely. For us, we meet two times a month, and we... we have a business meeting and a gathering. We have a meal together, and we discuss where we can be of service.
All right. And one more time, how do we get in touch with you guys? Jerry, you want to give your number out or not?
Sure, I can do that. My number is 920-619-6067.
All right.
I'd be happy to answer any questions anybody has.
Great. And the website again is?
The website, if you want to get directly to me, you can go gjdbeck@gmail.com.
Right. Or there's
and we also have a Facebook page.
Terrific. Well, thank you for coming in. Thanks for what you're doing here. We like to highlight people that are making this community better. And, we received the award for the best place to live in America. And I think it's organizations like the Lions Club and so many others that make this a special place. So appreciate you coming in. And keep us in mind. The good work you're doing, we'd like to help promote.
Thank you so much for having us.
Right.
Thank you.
So that was, isn't that great to hear these things? I mean, today we talked about dementia. We talked about, hearing impaired, blind impaired, and it all works. And plus we can celebrate,
Absolutely.
Oktoberfest, NFL, it is. Doesn't it make you feel great to live here?
That certainly does, especially with that Packer game coming up tonight, which is going to be a lot of fun. And, I'll talk a little bit more about just as far as what happens in Green Bay. I had so many people from the UP that are coming down for this ball game, and everybody's like, well, where do you go in Green Bay these days? What do you do in Green Bay? And it's, in the old days, it was always, you'd say, Red Lobster or something like that. But I really like telling people that are coming into town about the new restaurants in the area, the new places, the Hotel Northland. A lot of people up there have no idea that the Hotel Northland, or the Northland Hotel, rather, is, back up and running. And they're like, man, I remember going there with my dad when I was a kid or whatever. So for people coming to Green Bay, I it's not the old Green Bay. I mean, there's so many new places where people can go. I mean, it literally used to be Chili John's.
Yeah.
And I mean,
you're right about that Red Lobster, man.
And Red Lobster.
And then
there was Fleet Farm. And I mean, seriously, that was a Uper Weekend.
Right.
And there's so many new things.
The wine bar, Captain.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of cool things to do down here. And thanks for giving the Northland a shout out. I think that people still think, that's a place that's kind of run down. And
Not at all. It's not phenomenal.
No, it's amazing what $38 million can do. But yeah, it's a beautiful place, and they really welcome. They love giving tours of the place. That downstairs with that, you know, bowling alley, yeah. And then of course there's Poke the Bear and the Walnut Room. So that's a fun place. The Hyatt has how he's got, you know, things going on there. They've got a great lounge bar in that neck of the woods. So, and it's all walkable, right? You don't have to go from car to car.
If you're staying downtown in this area here, like yesterday, just when I went for a walk around lunchtime, it's like, my son who works over on the west side of De Pere,
yeah.
But was coming down because there's that really cool salad place just down the road here. I can't think of any of it.
Yeah.
What is it?
The Fresh Kind.
The Fresh Kind. The Fresh Kind. I mean, it's a total salad place with fantastic salads. I mean, just, you can literally come to
according
downtown
to,
Green Bay
according
and walk.
To his son. Yeah, yes. Yeah. John Quick Trip still had their $1.69 chicken burgers or whatever, but that's great that Dominic, I think what that says about our community, and I'm sure you had a salad too, John. I'm just giving you a hard time. But we have everything down here, and I think that's
absolutely
like really cool.
And our market right next door to us here, right where we are. I was there again. Yes, had a phenomenal salad from
yes.
there.
Yeah,
phenomenal. Yes. I mean, this is
delivered fresh from Not By Bread alone right. every day.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, if people are in town here for the game, come downtown Green Bay and literally walk. Just yeah. walk around, because you're going to come upon a place that you've never heard of. That's going to be fantastic.
And the customer service is great down here. These yes. businesses know that there's people in town, but they're nice. Even to the locals, but I just want to say that they enjoy the money. And the other thing, let's not forget, is you can also just walk along the waterfront.
Absolutely. Right. That's what I mean. It's not old Green Bay.
Yeah.
That it's not old Green
awesome.
Bay.
Even the officer said that city deck was is
and you know what's funny? It's like when
the
I
best
was
thing a, to happen.
When
honestly.
I was a kid, we would stay out at a little hotel or motel on Velp. It was called Devroy's Motel. Okay. It was like little cabins from something like the 40s. But we very seldom came to downtown Green Bay because everything was located on that west side with, you know, the Sears Plaza, we used to
right,
call it.
Right, right.
And the restaurants that were over there, and McDonald's was over there. So that was pretty much the hub of Green Bay
yeah.
back when we used to come down. And then downtown Green Bay just basically died for about 30 years. And now if people are in town right now, if you're listening and you're in town, come to downtown Green Bay, literally walk around. I guarantee you'll find about three or four places where you'd say to yourself, wow, does that look like a good place to go for lunch?
Yeah, right. Don't just come to check out the stadium. Come right. to see the heart of downtown Green Bay. We would love to have you. Yeah,
absolutely.
And we're connected with the Packers, the Heritage Trail.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty cool monument. And there's
no
a
question.
Lot of history.
Well, even, you know, another thing I say yes, walk I never noticed before, it was the old downtowner. No, not downtowner. What, the hotel right down the road here. It's been there forever. But anyway, they've got that big plaque on earth. That was Vince Lombardi's first office in that building.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That used to be the
Downtowner.
That is the Downtowner.
Downtowner.
Right, right across
yeah.
the street from that Irish, from the Irish Inn.
Yes,
yeah,
from St. Brendan's.
Yeah, St. Brendan's.
Yeah, but I mean, that's
which
no,
is a good place,
history.
Too.
A lot
that's,
of history.
That's like where Vince Lombardi signed his first contract to coach the Packers.
And that whole Heritage Hill, those plaques.
Heritage Trail.
I mean, the plaques are on the wall where he
yeah.
went to Mass at St. Willie's,
exactly.
the Northland Hotel, where he signed his first contract
yeah.
and all that. So, yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff downtown. I mean, the whole city's great, but, you know, if you're in town,
come on downtown.
Right?
Come to downtown.
And if you want to stop by tomorrow after our victory, you know, little Oktoberfest, that's going to be fun. All right, we're going to be right back and wrap up Oktoberfest because that's going to be a fun day tomorrow. Stick around, right?
Mine on the Mayor, back right after this.
Waiting for the break of day, searching for something to say, flashing lights against the sky, giving up.
Did you know the best way to fix a roof leak is to prevent it from leaking in the first place? Hi, I'm Shannon Alberts, president of Security Libke Roofing. I'm excited to announce our newly trademarked Red Shield maintenance plan. You see, we don't want to just replace your commercial roof. We actually want to help extend the life of it first. We understand the roof on a commercial property is a massive investment, and we want to help you protect it. To learn more about Security Libke Roofing's Red Shield maintenance plan, go to 920roofing.com or call 920roofing today.
People you know, call 920roofing.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Bug Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. High temperatures reach up to 69 today under overcast skies. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows level off around 52. A mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, 73. Turning warmer Saturday and Sunday with highs from the upper 70s to the low 80s. Once again, a high of 69 today. Lows level off around 52 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 60.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Are we going to hell?
Guys, leave. I'll remember that next time you're drowning.
I've got a really nice text here about having Teresa on here about the Alzheimer's. I've got a text that I can't find the station text. Sorry for sharing this way. Todd, tell them again how to find the station.
You can download the Civic Media app. That's the best way to do it. You choose the station you're listening to, WGBW or WISS. Lower right-hand corner, there's a text button, and that comes right to the studio.
But here's what he said. He said, my dad, about 6 months prior to passing from Alzheimer's and other memory things, was riding with me. Out of the blue, he says, I think I'm going to try out for the Packers. I said, Dad, I think Coach LaFleur has his roster set. A pause, and he says, I think I'll join the coaching staff. Again, I say, I think he's set there. Moral of the story, enjoyed the ride with empathy. Go Pack.
That's beautiful.
Nice story.
I mean, I'll tell you right now, that was the hardest thing to learn, is that if they say the grass is blue, go with it, or you try and get them on to another topic. And you don't fight with them, because that just makes those individuals even more
anxious. I went and visited with my brother in Tucson and my sister-in-law when she was fading away from it. Okay, and she was literally the most intelligent human being that I knew on a personal level. I mean, just, you know, one of those people you play them in Scrabble and words you've never heard of. And she was a nurse, a registered nurse, and just brilliant. Okay, and it was really sad to see, you know, the way things were going. And there were certain things that were just heartbreaking. Like what I would talk to her about was old, because she had been a cheerleader in high school and everything. And, you know, we talked about that, the big old wool uniforms they used to have to wear, and the, you know, and it was like normal her. Yeah. Okay. And then, but then she would slip into the other, you know, but you never knew. And Todd, I'm not telling you or you anything you don't, but you never knew exactly when they were going to be a little bit more rational or whatever you want to call it. Because then my brother and I, you know, she was in the home and we go, well, we're going over to so-and-so's for dinner tonight. She goes, well, why can't I come? And it was like, oh, she was clear again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just did that for like a week, and you guys for years have lived with that. So that is a challenge. I mean, we, you know, Alzheimer's, dementia, whatever you want to call it, that is an everyday thing, isn't it?
And the people, the caregivers that live with them, that take care of them. That talk about patience. And, you know, I just remember my sister, who is like your sister, Johnny, very smart teacher, you know, always ran the Scrabble words that I couldn't,
exactly.
I couldn't even sound them out. And, you know, I was at, and my wife really noticed this, was one of the first ones, because she just asked a weird question. I'm like, I think she's just busy, you know. But I went to her son's wedding. This is in the beginning. And she said to me, she goes, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
I'm like,
and they sit in a normal way.
Right, like, they were, she was serious.
You're never sure. Yeah,
like I'm like, that's my godchild.
My teacher, who was sitting right there. Yeah, Mr. Smith, you know, blah, 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 John, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, so that's the scary part.
So, and we can learn about this, right? We have to learn. They're not going to change. I mean, I think it's something we have to accept, but to manage that better and not be confrontational. Like,
no, right. Just let it go.
Like you can be.
And you know, I had so many of my World War II veterans when I was in their houses and lots of times their wives were fading a lot in that way. And I remember a couple of times they would have bells on their door when you opened, you know, so that they didn't whatever and everything like that. And those poor guys, you know, these guys were in their 80s and still trying to take care of it. It's a sad situation. It really, truly is. So whatever we can do. And Christy, I think that's awesome that the whole Downtown Association is getting behind them.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. We will support this and back it up 100%.
I think that's
awesome. Make them feel comfortable, work with them, train with them.
Super.
And then we talked about, I mean, that's a great community organization. I just want to say with the Lions Club and the good they do is think about that for parents, if you're listening. 167 kids got tested for vision and they found an issue with, what you say, 43 or 46. That's a lot. I mean, as a percent, that's a lot. And I understand people are busy. Maybe you don't have the money to go do that, but it's free. It's from the Lions Club. They do these testings with this.
Hey, what was the scariest thing you heard today? Basically, 11% of the guys over 65 have dementia, or have signs of it.
One in nine.
That's incredible. But I'll tell you what, and I'm not even kidding about this with the pro football players. Says, dude, there's a bunch of. I still always read these old quarterbacks, and you have no idea how many of them when it says cause of death dementia, Alzheimer's. You hate to say it, but guys that play pro football back in that era, the helmets weren't as good. The hitting was more vicious in regards to head-to-head.
Right.
It's an epidemic for those poor guys.
But it is. It's heavy on them. But I think what her point was is that it touches everybody.
Yeah,
you don't
question.
Have to play football to head.
I know. But I do think
that's
those
a big
guys,
part of it. Absolutely.
I think that's a big part of it. That CTE and everything that they talk about, I think that's a big part of it.
Well, this was a great community service show.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we're making people more aware of what's going on and how they can get engaged, like Christy and Nicolay Bank and Bug Tussle, these people that really reach out and try to lift the community because we have work to do here. But
I have a question for you, Jim, really quickly. So the picture of your dog is here now.
Yes.
Right? We had this beautiful picture created of, what's your dog's name again? Milton?
Milton.
And so it's a beautiful picture. Mm-hmm. Can we keep it here at the station? Can we hang it here at the station?
Please.
There's a really nice
place.
I think
we should.
I don't know. I could ask him. That's
up to Milton.
Hey, Milton.
Todd.
Milton.
What do you see, boy?
I might.
Can Daddy keep the picture at work?
We've got Milton on the phone.
He is. I tell you, I left it on when I left. It was on Alexa, so he's listening to us.
He tunes off until you come back home. Yeah. And he tunes back in.
He's listening to like Metallica. He's listening to the Razor.
Dad's on his way home.
Switch the channel.
Before he walks
Great
in,
show, Dad.
He's swimming in his neighbor's pool. He just pretends he can't swim.
I can milk this guy for another.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Packer game tonight. Our Oktoberfest show tomorrow.
Just
downtown.
Before we go, Johnny, you know, Christy, you don't have your picks in. Who are you picking tonight?
Packers.
Let's do a quick pick 'em score-wise.
John.
Okay. Lunch for the four of us. At stake, how many yards will Jordan Love throw for?
Just wait, before we do that.
And you can't go over.
Just, okay, because my plant-based diet starts after.
We'll get a nice salad from the market.
That's right, what? Salad. Okay, that's what I'm saying. That's the bet is a salad.
Okay.
Lions.
Todd, can you write these down?
Okay, he's going Lions.
No. How many yards is Jordan Love going to throw for?
Well, are we going to, is it?
Oh my!
What if we tie, though,
hey,
John?
Hey, Todd, let's go.
John, no, what if we tie? Okay. I think we should pick the winner, and then the tiebreaker is the yards. John, Johnny, who are you picking?
Is that complicated?
John, you're picking.
Todd, will do. I've said Jordan Love throws for 246 yards.
I was going to say 213.
You can have 213.
Okay.
I got 246, Todd.
I'm going to go with.
And you can't go over. I mean, you can't win if
you
go over.
Right. So I'm going to go with 252.
Okay.
250.
Oh, that's a jerk face move to Todd is what you just did.
That's kind of like
that means he only has like two chances to possibly
win. All right,
210.
All right, 210.
It's kind of like when they bid a dollar on
exactly.
Price is Right.
Okay, I know. That's us thinking. Okay, come on. Christy's picking the Lions, the Packers.
Packers. Packers 24-17.
What are you picking, Todd?
Packers.
Oh, I guess.
Obviously, Jim's not picking the Packers.
I'll just shut his mic off right now.
Yeah. No, of course the Packers are going to win.
Unbelievable.
He loves the city.
All right. I do.
Join us tomorrow.
I'm going with the Packers.
Come join us tomorrow. We'll have a great time here with Matt, Doug, and Marilyn, a whole bunch of other folks.
Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin plays at an MVP level. They came in ahead of time, make sure they had all of the measurements. When the Pella people left, you had no idea they had been here. You just had the new window. They're great professionals, Gina, and some of the best in the world at what they do.
Right now, pay as low as $19 a month per window or $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com today.
$6.99 APR for 120 bucks. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offers end 9/30/2023.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show. On the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Oktoberfest in La Crosse, where we went to college, our fine alma mater.
It's true. The tour continues with a stop during Oktoberfest. Mike and Tom broadcasting live from La Crosse Friday, September 29th, starting at 4.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.